Welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. Kegs, bottles, cans, growlers, all serving one purpose: get the beer from where it's brewed to where it's consumed. Beer packaging this week on Beer Untapped. For most beer, the fresher, the better.
You're going to hear from a brewer long, patient sighs whenever you talk about packaging. There's always kind of a friendly jabbing in the brewing world that the brewer spends so much time and so much art and so much craft on the beer and then just hand it to the packaging line to get destroyed. It's mostly just for the fun of it. But the reality is that when you start putting beer in containers like that, you do have to modify it in some way so that it sticks around and holds onto the shelf, you know, so that it can, you know, endure the trip on the road.
Seth Cook there from Wooden Legs Brewing in Brookings. If you can consume the beer where it's brewed, that's about as good as it gets.
Even the big macro beers, the huge beers, if you were to go to, let's say, ended up in St. Louis for some reason and toured that facility there and tried it off their tap room, it's a completely different experience than if you, you know, buy it out of a bottle that's sat warm on a gas station shelf or something. You know, the things that they do to beer to make it last in a bottle or, you know, are a travesty, but it's necessary to make sure they last.
The first containers to be used by large breweries were wooden casks, which have been in use for about 2,000 years. Barrels for beer became common in the Middle Ages when monks began mass producing their ales. Wood casks are still used by some to this day.
You actually would put the beer in an oak or a wooden cask made by a cooper, seal it with a bung, and it would self-carbonate, and then that would be the dispensing model. So there, you know, you would not only have a package, but it would dispense entirely out of that. And the temperatures, you know, often when we're talking about delivering stuff in wood barrels, this is previous to any type of mechanical refrigeration, so it would continue to mature. So, and there's still some purists out there that really enjoy cask-conditioned ales.
Stainless steel and aluminum kegs became popular in the 1950s and 60s and are now the standard, although some are using plastic kegs. Kegged beer on draft comes closest to tasting the beer right at the brewery.
Often on draft, breweries do not have to pasteurize it. It's usually cold stored. There's a lot of breweries, ourselves included, that select distributors that promise and guarantee cold storage of draft product. So we know that when we turn it over our distributor, it stays nice and cool. It stays well protected, and it, you know, it's assured, it's preserved and assured in their warehouse, in a refrigerated warehouse.
Basically, draft beer hasn't been messed with as much and will almost always be tastier.
And people notice that. People say they're, you know, beer tastes different on draft, and honestly, it does. If you have the identical brand in draft or in packaged, meaning bottles or cans, they are different product. Even if they came from the same fermentation batch, they have been handled differently to live up to their journey.
More on beer packaging when Beer Untapped continues.
Roll out the barrel, we'll have a barrel of fun.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. We're talking packaging today, and we've got a bit of beer news coming up as well. Bottled beer's been around at least 400 years, but didn't really become popular until the 20th century when glass became cheap and the crown bottle caps made them securely sealed. Of course, not all beer bottles are created equal.
Light and oxygen are the two biggest enemies of beer. Those are, once a beer is done, you're on borrowed time for light and oxygen. So if you've ever had beer in clear glass bottles, they have a chance to get a skunked flavor. The light physically breaks down the beer, breaks off some of the sulfurs, and causes the skunk flavor. And green bottles as well. That's why brown bottles are really preferred.
Clear and green glass bottles are terrible at blocking UV rays and light, and beer in those bottles can start going bad in a matter of seconds. Brown bottles do much better, but should still be kept out of the light. Seth says cans are really the better option.
It keeps all of the light out. Yeah, you have a guaranteed seal on them. You can, when you fill them, it's a little bit different filling process, not entirely, but a little bit different. Make sure that you get the air out of the top of them. They're just a really awesome package, and the craft beer industry has done a very good job to kind of dispel the rumors that beer in aluminum cans is not quality beer.
In fact, some of the world's best beers are sold in cans these days.
And if we ever did packaging, we would probably package in cans. I think that's the way to go. You can take them anywhere. You can go backpacking with them. You can even go to the backyard and tailgate with cans. So they're a good product.
And before we caught sight of the brewery proper, the
came to a line of cars 7 miles long, and each one in search of the old heady topper. A line of crusaders just creeping along.
Let's turn to a little beer news on this Beer Untapped. First up this Friday, it's Founders Night at Wooden Legs Brewing in Brookings.
Founders is on their way. We've got a launch party with them on Friday, the 26th. So coming up here, we're going to have them on site with their reps and different gear. I think we're going to give t-shirts away and everything else. So, I mean, they're a great, great company. We have their Old Curmudgeon, which is, I think, the only keg of that, actually, in the state of South
Beautiful
Dakota.
Old ale.
And as always, whenever we do these things, you have the chance to come and talk to everybody about what the beers are, and it's going to be a good time.
Founders, a fine brewery out of Michigan. They'll have 7 different Founders beers on tap Friday night at Wooden Legs. Now, let's turn to the Brookings Liquor Store. Beer guide Drew Eklund says they got some great new stuff for you to try, including several offerings from Lagunitas.
First one is Lagunitas Sucks. This one is awesome. It's $9.99 for a 6-pack or $6.99 for the Bomber. It's an Imperial IPA brewed with 4 different kinds of grain. It's also dry hopped for an extra hoppy aroma. Flavors of tropical and citrus fruits, some spiciness from the rye. It's bitter, but not overly so, with some sweetness coming in at the end. It's very smooth, almost perfect in my opinion. It's one of the best IPAs I've had. The next 3 are 22 ounces for $3.99, and that's just an insane price.
It's unheard of these days.
Lagunitas Equinox. I haven't had this one, but the label describes it as a creamy pale oat ale hopped with a huge charge of Equinox and Simcoe hops for a piney, eucalyptusy, cedary, sprucey, foresty blast. The next one I have is Hop Stupid, also $3.99. I haven't had this one either, but I hear it's another great Imperial IPA. But I have had this last one from Lagunitas, their Imperial Stout, for $3.99. And it's excellent. Flavors of dark chocolate, molasses, caramel, with a slightly hoppy, dry finish. I could hardly detect the 9.9%. Just amazing stuff that they're doing.
Finally, big news for beer lovers. Brookings Liquor Store will soon offer draft beers. They're adding a growler fill station.
We have a growler system coming. We hope to have it operational in the next week or two. I believe there are 8 lines. That's about all I can tell you right now.
But we can look forward to draft beer at the Brookings Liquor Store. For someone who doesn't know, you come in and get draft beer fresh, fill it in one of your growlers, and take it home.
Yeah, we're really excited for this.
That's it for Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.